This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here is Alec Baldwin on how to sound like Al Pacino.
So, young Al, you're going to be grinding the crowns off your teeth like this. Understand?
Okay.
You want to pitch your voice up very high.
Okay.
Very high.
Uh-huh.
Can you get up there like this?
I can get up there like this.
Can you go up here like this? Can you go up there and whine?
Why?
I want you to say the following line right now. You ready? Grind the crowns in your teeth like this.
Okay.
And I want you to say the following line. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to go for a walk.
We're going to go for a walk.
You're really fucking this up pretty bad. We're going to go for a walk. I'm giving you the opportunity of a lifetime here. What are you doing? We're going to go for a walk.
We're going to go for a walk.
You and me.
You and me.
Without cuffs.
Without cuffs.
You f*** me.
You f*** me.
I'm going to put one in your back.
I'm going to put one in your back.
All right, thank you.
There he is.
I love that.
He's done such a great job to rehab his image.
Yeah, he is.
Thirty Rock Thursdays at 8:30 on NBC.
And we grew up next to a municipal golf course, which was this 9-hole golf course.
And so lovable now.
Did my brothers and I and the people we grew up with, we did on the golf course. We smoked our first cigarette. We drank our first beer. We smoked our first. You stuck your hand up Valerie's blouse in the golf course, you know. Okay, come on, hey,
Alan.
Don't act like you don't, you know.
These are students. They have to learn these things.
They have to learn these things.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How fast we forget.
Boy, when you play the whole thing.
All right.
Oh, wow. You play the thing in its entirety. I forgot about
it. Alec. Alec Baldwin.
There he is. Yes, sir. Angry man.
Okay, here we go with Thinny Thin Chin.
It's Thinny Thin Chin?
From Nordstrom.
Right. Not by the hair of your Thinny Chin. Thinny Thin Chin?
That's right.
No, I don't know if this is the stuff that the chin.
Yeah, is that a Carvel ice cream product?
I believe Thinny Thin.
Thinny Thin was his ice cream.
Visit your participating Confit ice cream store.
I'm not sure if this is the same stuff the woman uses for her décolleté.
You know, Thinny Thin is part of, you know, something women rub on their chin now. What is Cookie Puss?
Hey,
guys. Hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Guys.
Yeah.
You gave me a paper that's got half of the stuff blanked out, guys.
Oh, look
see
at that.
See the description? Buzz, you got it there in front of you?
Let me see. I'll pull it back up.
Did you just have it a moment ago?
Yeah, I just printed out the
I
page
can just
that
read
on the website.
Bliss's new Thinny Thin Chin. And then the
Thinny
sentence,
Thin
And then the sentence just ends.
Hate it when that happens on a printer. Especially like when you were handed it and it was supposed to print out.
Well, they got because they wrote the price.
Yeah. I do have it. I can read it for you.
48 ounces. Please read it.
Or I can print it out.
Please read it.
Bliss Thinny Thin Chin. Bliss's new Thinny Thin Chin helps pick up the slack, seriously, with a dual-action complex that tones and addresses signs of V-zone, the area from the chin line to the cleavage, aging, instantly and over time. Like a liquid bra, Thinny Thin Chin will help overhaul your overhang by firming, hydrating, and improving the appearance of necklines, crepiness, and hyperpigmentation. Bliss tip, make your neckline look slimmer in seconds by mixing Thinny Thin Chin with a bronzer or self-tanner, such as a tan for all season.
Oh, that's good. Boy, Buzz, you sold it.
Thank
now
you.
Now back to you, Dynamite.
So that's the Thinny Thin Chin is the stuff. Well, it sounds like they're saying put that on the décolleté or whatever.
Yeah, they just didn't use that word, décolleté.
They
called it the V-zone.
Well, now, Jan told me that this woman told her that she not only applied it to her chin and her jowl area,
right,
but also down...
to her décolleté.
Yeah, right, you know, below her neck.
I thought she had another product for her décolleté. It was the Thinny Thin Chin, the only product she used.
No, there was a product for the décolleté as well.
Décolleté.
Well, if the décolleté is the same as the V-zone, this would be that product.
I think she had, or maybe maybe this is the one for the area by the boobs, and there was some other
maybe magic, it was like Heavy Cleavy.
Some other magic cream that was supposed to make jowls go away.
It's kind of interesting they call that product Thinny Thin Chin.
Yes, that's correct.
Because, I mean, isn't it not by the hair of my chinny chin chin?
That was the
I
original.
Associate that name with hair.
Uh-huh.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
And, hair makes me think nose, makes me think...
yes, whenever I think of hair, I think of nose, too.
Well, hold on. It's just how my mind works.
Uh-huh.
And then nose makes me think, of course, Halle Berry. And big nose, Halle Berry, and her Jew joke got cut out of Jay Leno's show.
Yeah. Oh, really? I didn't hear anything
about this.
No, I'm in the dark on this one.
Halle Berry was on Jay Leno last night. And she made a comment. They had, hold on, here's the transcript right here. She's looking at pictures. Hold on. The Oscar-winning star on to promote her movie, blah, 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 was showing Jay Leno.
She's in a new movie with Benicio del Toro.
Yes.
Right?
She was showing Leno and the audience pictures of herself on the computer using the Mac program phone booth. And that makes you look like you're in a funhouse.
Okay. Stretches your head out a little bit.
She introduced the first photo by saying, "Here's where I look like my Jewish cousin." It was a picture of her with a gigantic distorted nose.
Oh, no.
Nobody laughed.
Oh, God.
And Jay Leno nervously said, "I'm glad you said that, not me." When the show aired last night, they cut out the Jewish comment and just sweetened it with a laugh track.
Oh, really? Do we have that? Yes, there's Jay Leno's laugh track right there.
Do we have the actual tape?
We do not.
We don't.
Well, nobody watches the Tonight Show.
Nobody watches the Tonight Show. That's right.
Did you guys catch the ripoff with Halle Berry on the Regis show today as well?
Oh, you were telling me about this. This sucks. This is really, you know, if you're going to make the big deal about how you're flying across the country and you're working so hard, you got to give the whole thing to us.
So Jimmy Kimmel today is day number two, and already he was tired and grumpy doing the Regis show.
Right.
And Kelly was grumpy because she flew all night with him as well.
Oh.
And they said, "We've got a big show today. We've got Halle Berry, got some other celebrity." I'm going, okay.
And there's part of me, I like you, I'm sure, where you admire them. I think it's a pretty good stunt, and I think it is a lot of work. Any way you slice it, going back and forth across the country, even if you're on the fancy private jet, it's a lot of travel time.
Especially for Jimmy Kimmel. Kelly Ripa's doing it one day a week.
She's already done, right?
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's doing it every day.
Right.
Ridiculous. So I think, okay, I'll stay with this. They go, we're back from commercial, and now We want to welcome to the show Halle Berry. She was here last week when Regis was here, and we taped this interview. So now, let's welcome Halle Berry. And they just go to a cut, and...
It's cheating.
And Halle Berry comes from backstage, and it's Regis. And Regis is not there, and they do the interview, and they come back. And the thing's like 5 minutes long. I'll give Jimmy Kimmel some credit. He said, well, thanks for flying me all the way here so I could just watch TV with you.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
He's got a point.
Do you think they ever do that when Regis is there and not call attention to it? It would be so easy for them
well,
to do.
Well, what they would have to do would be for Regis to like wear the same outfit.
Match wardrobes.
You'd have to match the wardrobes if you got... I would imagine, you know how we get that all the time, where hey, they're not available for you in the afternoon, but if you can, you know...
Tape. Yeah.
You know, tape it with their schedule, you know that'll be fine.
I know a lot of times when I watch PTI, when they're going to go to a break, when they're going to come back with the guest, they're going to say, we're going to come back with, from the Boston Red Sox, Joe Blow. And incidentally, we're going to change our clothes.
Oh, they say that.
while we do the interview with them. Then they come back in the next segment and they say, now we've changed back into the clothes we had on
before. But here's the cheat with this. The whole point is, the whole thing for this week is the Jimmy Kimmel. And why they're shoehorning the Halle Berry thing in there is surprising
to me.
But,
you know, their core audience is not that bright. I bet they could run an interview with Kathy Lee and no one would pick up on it. Clothes can change. Hose can change.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes. Hi, is this me?
Oh. Not anymore. Terribly, terribly sorry. That's what Jimmy Kimmel will be saying on Friday.
I think somewhere on these phones, my apologies, all of these computer screens are dead now. Mm. So I got no idea who's calling with what, but I think women are calling about that cream.
Thinny Thin Chin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that stupid cream.
I have a Regis question for you. I mean, based on the schedule, will we see Jimmy Kimmel on Friday? Will he be doing the full week?
He's supposed to go all 5 days.
So unlike Regis, who takes Fridays off, we might see Jimmy Kimmel on Friday.
Right. Yes, I think
that's really the only day worth watching.
I think the schedule is he's doing both shows on Friday.
Okay,
he's
very
doing
good.
His show and that show. Hi, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, fellas, I have a dispute with Don about yesterday. I think the other three guys will agree, but Cindy Crawford is hot, man. She is not a horse.
You acknowledge that, Don.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I was getting her mixed up with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, I got a problem, generally speaking, with all of these super models. Not that they're not hot, but first off, if you're being realistic, they're totally unattainable for any of us right now.
Not for me.
Thanks for ruining it.
How dare you defoul the woman that I found and discovered myself to.
Defoul.
Is
defoul
ridiculous.
A word? Is defoul a word
no,
in the English language? I think how dare you for using a word that does not exist.
Anyway, well, listen, I love the show.
You gotta find something better to beat meat with.
And it's, you know, if you're gonna use a D word when it's when you're talking about women, it should be deflower.
Right.
And that has no, you know, it's not like you're deflowering supermodels.
You deflower her by doing de-nasty.
I work with retards.
And
got something about Mary on the brain.
I enjoy, I've always been this way. I like more the girl next door look than the fixed up supermodel. It's just a preference.
Right.
Just a preference.
And you're right about the super thin, you know, that looks like they're starving, the heroin chic. I agree with you about that.
Yeah, some of the supermodels nowadays, it's even more. They've been doing a lot of coverage of Gisele Bündchen down in Miami after Tom Brady was down there. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, just too skinny. Ridiculously skinny. I think she's also about 6 feet tall.
Did she squeeze out his baby?
No, she's not the one that had his baby. It's another supermodel, I think, that had his baby. But he's hot and heavy with Gisele right now, and they showed her on the beach. And, yeah, I mean, she's a beautiful woman, but she looks like a stick figure. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show, what's up? But no, Cindy Crawford is pretty. I was speaking out of my ass yesterday, mm-hmm. just about supermodels in general. Hello?
What's up, John and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, did you guys catch the Jaguars fan last night on Monday night when he stuck his face in between his spine and act like he was eating at the Y?
I didn't catch any Jaguar fan last night doing any such thing, but I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, no, you can check it out on YouTube. It's called Jaguars Fan. Very good. They cut away from him real quick, but it looked like he was doing something real nasty on TV.
Okay.
I sure like it when they do that nasty stuff on TV.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I'm pretty sure you saw it. It was Jack Del Rio.
The guy looks like The Simpsons.
Yeah, no, Family Guy.
Family Guy.
American Dad. Or right. Mr. Incredible.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Del Rio.
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi, what's up?
How are you? I was wondering if Rob had called The Price is Right where the contestants were calling Drew Bob when they were bidding.
Are they doing that a lot on the show? Are they calling him Bob?
Robbie?
I've not seen that.
Sorry. Rob is boycotting The Price is Right with Drew Carey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
What are you doing, Robbie?
Just to be clear, I TiVo it every day and then delete it without watching. That's how I'll get them.
That's how you're protesting.
That's right.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
I got that piff for you.
Thank you. Bring it by the studio.
Get at me if you're interested.
You got it.
All right.
It's frozen, though, Buzz.
That's all right. It'll thaw.
You'll have to thaw it out.
I know how to thaw it.
No problem.
I know what would thaw that out. We'll be riding
wildfire. And, you know, we didn't mention at the beginning of the show, but the hyperactivity of the news reporters, you hit me to it this morning, said you got to, you know, go out and look how they're whining about the celebrities' homes. But then I started watching all the coverage out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are just super manic. You know, try to contain the excitement. Yeah. You know, I know, you know, there are people that are losing their homes out there. Maybe you could be just a little less giddy and intense when you're giving me your man on the street reports. And don't trip over the firemen. I saw another one. They're right next to the fire truck, and she wants to do there's a burning building across the street, mm-hmm. and she wants to do a little man on the street interview.
Yeah, I want to put the Arnold tape with a wildfire. Okay, here's Arnold. Hey, we didn't doctor this tape. You can doctor tapes.
Okay.
What he had to say about the situation. We'll be
riding wild. We've been asking neighboring states to ask for help to get some of the resources and some of the fire engines and also airplanes and stuff like that. We've asked the federal government for help and to release some of the troops.
Yeah.
So we need as much help as possible. We are battling with this all over the state of California. There's 7-8 fires right now. We are stretched to the limit when it comes to the resources.
Oh, no.
We've been asking neighboring states to ask for help to get some of the resources and some of the fire engines and also airplanes and stuff like that. We've asked the federal government for
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the fire engines.
You know, just stuff like that. You know, I'd forgotten he hasn't been in the spotlight in a while.
And the crazy explosions, and he says, I want to see this natural disaster again.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can we get the some trains and fire engines and planes and stuff like that, please? We'll be riding
wild. We've been asking neighboring states to ask for help to get some of the resources and some of the fire engines and also airplanes and stuff like that. We've asked the federal government.
Hi, this is Governor Schwarzenegger.
We'd like some army men, toy army men.
Is there a chance that you could send the stuff like that across the state line for me? Dankeschön.
There's my chinny thin-thin.
Chinny thin-thin to make my décolleté look a little bit better now that my pecs are starting to sag.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hey, what's happening?
Love you in Frisco. Hey, Tom Brady's first girlfriend that had the baby, Bridget Moynihan from iRobot.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, Bridget Moynihan.
He's a busy, busy beaver.
He's a horny man.
And yes, why is it if it's Tom Brady, it's okay? You know what I mean?
Because he got me 50 points in my fantasy league.
There's the answer right there.
Don't be batting Tom Brady.
I'm not batting Tom Brady.
Don't be batting him.
I'm just saying you could turn on TV any day and you hear about some NBA player and you go, oh, there you go again. Baby's daddy, and they presented like, well, there's another NBA guy, Johnny Appleseed,
right.
with his spunk going out there. But in this case, it's like, hey, Tom knocked up a baby, knocked up a supermodel, and he's such a great guy. Mm-hmm. He took a day out of practice to fly to California to be with her when she squeezed the baby out. Isn't Tom great?
Mm-hmm. Are you saying there's a bit of a racial double standard there? Is that what you're saying?
And incidentally, no one's thought to give any questions about what Tom's doing as far as being with this other kid that he squeezed out, because he's already moved on to the next supermodel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. And he's frolicking on the beach the day after they win in Miami. He's frolicking on the beach with her down there on Monday.
He's Tom Brady, though, and he's got that dimple in his chin.
Sure. Yeah, he's the wonder boy.
Do you want to know really why it's okay?
Why?
Because when no one could see him except me on a lipstick-sized camera, Don, and they played the national anthem, he put his hand on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is why.
And as far as the cost of having the baby and all of that, he paid for the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, just with his own fantasy football league.
No, it was the Brady bill. I don't know why. I don't know why I said that.
Dear friends.
We have to
write. Long way back.
Uh-huh. Hello, dear friends.
Thumbs up.
We'll be right back. Okay?
Jesus, yes.
That's bad.
This is the Don and Mike Show.